Thank you, choir, very much. This morning, our scripture lesson will be taken from the Gospel of John. The Gospel of John, if you would turn in your Bibles to the Gospel of John. Now, if you're not too familiar with the Bible, where is the Gospel of John for those who do know? New Testament. So the New Testament begins with what? Matthew, and then, so the Gospel of John, the 20th chapter, we'll be singing. We will be reading the first 9 verses. Now, once you find that either in your pew Bible or in the Bible that you brought, would you please close that on your finger and rise with me? And here at this church, we love to do what's called a Bible pledge. If I can get my... There it is. Technical difficulties. Let's raise our Bibles above our heads and let's say it loud and proud this morning. How about it? This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Please remain standing with me as we read John chapter 20, verses 1 through 9. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciple went out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple who reached the tomb first also went in, and he saw and believed, for as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. As you might have noticed, the ushers have been passing out a little insert. It was supposed to be an insert in the bulletin. It's a sermon notes. I like to do that. It helps us follow along. If I'm a person who likes to write things down, and so if there's folks like that out there, I invite you to take a pencil or a pen and take that insert of sermon notes and follow along. On the opposite side of that is a study guide that's based on this sermon. So if you would like to take that this week and Monday through Friday, use that as a devotional. That is great as well. Well, I read this story in a book titled Jesus CEO by Lori Beth Jones. Anyone ever read that? It's several years old now, and this is the way the story goes. Perhaps Jesus loves celebrations so much because he was born at a party. I believe any event that has a heavenly light show, people bearing gifts from distant places, and a host of angels singing and giving directions is a celebration of major proportions. It must have made quite an impact on him. One of the first miracles was to turn water into wine. As his fame and popularity grew, he was constantly invited to dinner at the Nicodemuses of the world, or the Peters, or the rich young people's houses. The night before he was arrested, he gathered his staff together. You hear the CEO talking there. He gathered his staff together to sing songs and dine.